The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right. David Trainer is here, the president of New Constructs, and we are going for in search of trouble because that's what they do at New Constructs. They look for things that are attractive and dangerous. They evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And typically what goes into it, well, they evaluate securities from the bottom up, starting at the footnotes level and working their way up. And when they find a situation that is misleading, where from the top down it looks good, but from the bottom up, not so much, that is a stock that is dangerous. And it works the other way as well. And we're going to be talking with David this week about sort of 2017 in review. Time to take a look back at the highlights and the lowlights from 2017, and then we'll move on next week to new danger zone picks. If you want more information on New Constructs, it's newconstructs.com, and they're on Twitter at New Constructs, and they blog about their danger zone picks, so make sure you check that out at newconstructs.com. David Trainer, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you very much.
Let's start with the good news. Where is one of the picks where we can say this?
You are so good looking.
About the way it turned out.
Acadia Healthcare was one of our better picks last year.
It's ticker symbol ACHC. Explain a little bit about what happened. I believe you picked it in August.
Actually, we originally featured in July 2016. We revisited back in August of 2017. And so listeners probably remember that there are certain of our calls that we will put in the danger zone again. This is one we doubled down on, and it turned out to serve those who heeded the call well. It was down 42% while the S&P was up nearly 20%. This was a classic roll-up type scheme where we saw cash flows in the opposite way of earnings and non-GAAP earnings, especially the adjusted EBITDA that they focus on, and it was just a matter of time before the wheels fell off, and this one certainly the wheels fell off.
We always talk about how hard it is to pick a catalyst, and you said they're going to miss numbers, and when they do, there it goes, and that's basically what happened with Acadia Healthcare, ACHC. What's another one that worked out well for you?
TrueCar was one. You know, this to us was sort of a screaming plea for rationality, just because we just thought the business model was messed up. It was like Angie's List, where the firm effectively was caught between trying to provide service to end consumers while also helping the dealers make money. And those are two conflicting goals. You can't really do both at the same time. And so we felt like the business model was doomed. And turns out the stock market eventually caught up with us. It was down 32% while the S&P was up 10%. And we still think this stock's got further to fall. It's actually on our focus list short, because we just don't really see any redeeming features, sort of like with Angie's List, as to how this business model can make money, given the conflict between the source of data and the dealers and the user of the data and the consumers. You can't serve two masters there, and we don't think they ever will.
So that's TrueCar, ticker symbol T-R-U-E, still in trouble. And it's kind of already suffered the accident, but apparently it's due another one. Let's take one more that you particularly liked and turned out well for you in 2017.
Snap was, to me, just been the whipping boy for how much Wall Street still is out to make money for Wall Street and not for consumers. I mean, if you rely on any sell-side research, Snap is a perfect and recent cautionary tale. For people who believe the days of the tech bubble are behind us, whenever I do meetings, I just say one word, Snap. I've not met one person, and I do a lot of meetings, Chuck, not met one person who's even attempted to make a straight-face argument as to why Snap was a good investment, or even today is still a good investment. And yet, you know, $25 billion IPO valuation, $100 million in underwriting fees. Look, the system is still rigged in a lot of ways, right? Morgan Stanley, lead underwriter, they had a huge mistake in their model. They fixed it just by tweaking another offsetting assumption in sort of a black box way. You know, $3 billion mistake in the taxes just wiped away because they changed their discount rate. So many things wrong with the Snap IPO. It was down about 40% while the S&P was up 13%. We still think that there's trouble. It's also on our focus list, short model portfolio. The news only gets worse. They're getting their butts kicked by Facebook and Google when it comes to advertising. Advertisers don't even like Snap that much. I don't really know how it's ever going to work. Don't believe propaganda, and Snap is a perfect example.
So that's Snap, S-N-A-P.
Danger, danger.
Okay, let's now talk about the things where maybe you got something wrong. Who stood out on the, we missed on this?
We've just completely missed on Redfin. We've not changed our perspective, right? It's also on our focus list short, but that stock from the IPO is up 109%. We covered it at the IPO, while the S&P is up 8%. So investors who followed our advice on that one and went short on that have not fared well. And we don't believe that our logic is flawed. You know, look, there are a lot of stocks that just shouldn't go up but do because they're in a popular space. But Redfin's facing a lot of technology, but they do provide a very sexy potential value proposition. And it's kind of like Bitcoin, right? You know, Bitcoin has become a poster child for all these great things that blockchain might be someday.
Right.
Who cares if Bitcoin or crypto can ever actually make money? Like, I don't never know anyone who made money selling money, but you get my point. Redfin's promise is to effectively disintermediate this huge, you know, 10 to 15% charge that the human brokers get. But just because you're going to disintermediate a sort of undue toll that another business model or old business model is taking doesn't mean you get a big toll yourself, and it's ultimately potentially a zero or next to zero margin business, as there aren't really that many barriers to entry to doing what Redfin is doing. So
okay,
while it's got a great worthy cause, we don't know if they really ever will make money.
So yeah, Redfin, one of those cases where we always say tough to find the catalyst. When you can't find the catalyst, the market can stay irrational longer than you stay solvent. What's another one that didn't work out for you?
LivePerson, up 65% while the S&P was up just 13%, you know, for our call. You know, look, this is a situation that we just feel it's a train wreck waiting to happen. We got executive compensation that is tied to non-GAAP metrics that effectively incentivize management to destroy shareholder value. And the valuation, you know, still looks really expensive. And again, we're just not really seeing how this business in today's world is going to be a successful business. And it's not on our focus list, but it's still an open danger zone pick.
Okay. That's LPSN for LivePerson. Quickly, almost out of time. One more on the downside for you.
Tableau Software, up 36% while the S&P's up 13%. I think overall, you know, our proper or our correct picks did better than our bad picks here. But, you know, Tableau's in a sexy space. You know, it's similar in many ways to a lot of our danger zone picks in that, you know, it's a popular space, this data visualization. Everybody thinks data visualization is going to be great. But again, they're up against Microsoft, Amazon, Oracle. How are they ever going to make money, you know, later if they can't make money now?
Well, these are all cases where they're wrong or they're the misses when you look at them in the calendar year, but you may eventually be proven right. That's part of the fun here. And we'll watch to see what happens because, as we always say, the market can remain irrational longer than you can remain solvent. David, it was great dealing with you in 2017. I'm excited about the reviews, and I can't wait to talk Danger Zone picks again with you starting next week.
Thank you, Chuck. I'm looking forward to it, too. Happy New Year.
David Trainer is the president at New Constructs. If you want more information, newconstructs.com. You can get a lot more information because they blog about their picks. They've got everything that we were just talking about and much more detail. They're on Twitter at New Constructs.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.
Up next, Jack Bogle, the legend, the founder of the Vanguard Group, will be here when we return in a moment.